Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Shelly Costello is our guest, a Vietnam sniper in the Army. Then he, of course, was a police officer on the border, then a DEA agent, highly decorated, the head of all their Latin American operations, Mexico down to Colombia, right down to Chile. And they have set him up on straw purchases when he was publicly just had somebody getting some guns for him to sell at the gun show. Totally legal. BATF doesn't care. The law doesn't matter to them. Destroying this country is their only goal. So they get more drug money to drive bigger Corvettes to pay their prostitutes with. And I'm not joking about that. It's the most despicable, larcenous, worm-like, scum-filled organization you can imagine. I mean, it's just rotten from head to toe. A lot of other agencies are not. I will say that. Most agencies actually have good people in them, but they're just bad at the top. Well, they were rotten from the start, if people know their history. Shelly, give out your address. Give out contact points. Give out a phone number, but not for gossipers to call. For lawyers. This is a tough case. People that want, that have courage. People that are willing to go into the belly of the beast. This is really what it's all about. Shelly, contact info, email, addresses, so people can support you.
Okay. Yeah, my address is, if you make a check out, it's going to be on Celerino Castillo III. And my address is...
Spell that out. Spell out Celerino.
Okay, Celerino, spell C-E-L-E-R-I-N-O. Again, C-E-L-E-R-I-N-O, Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, the third. And my address is 2709 North 28.5 Street. Once again, 2709 North 28.5 Street, McAllen, spell M, small c, A-L-L-E-N, Texas, 78501. 78501. And my email, you can email me at powderburns@prodigy.net, powderburns@prodigy.net, or you can call me at 956-345-5770. Once again, 956-345-5770.
Absolutely. Folks, he needs your help, and I hope if they try to set me up for something that people support me and help me. Shelly, you were told a long time ago they were going to set you up or kill you. They threatened to kill you, too.
Yeah, back in during the Iran-Contra thing, I was, basically being set up by the DEA to get whacked on one of my last undercover operations. And basically what they were trying to do was shut me down and what I knew that was going on. I went out on a post-traumatic stress disorder from the DEA because of the stuff that I did for them in Latin America. And, of course, I was suffering from PTSD out of my Vietnam experiences. So it's very well documented that I suffer from severe PTSD and have been on medication for many years. The problem is that I need a PTSD attorney somewhere in this country that has case trial on this issue, because that's what I'm going to be using as my defense, my post-traumatic stress disorder. I've been on medication for my heart, my diabetes, my hypertension, and my PTSD for quite a while. And knowing all this, that the government knew all this, they didn't care for my health, and they went ahead and threw me in jail without a...
Shelly, it's simple. If my car gets stolen, my house gets broken into, the cops won't come. But they're out there writing me tickets, and they're out there CPSing people's kids to give them to the pedophiles that run the government. And, I mean, it's just the government's pure filth, and that's just the way it is. And it's rotting towards the tail now. It'll soon be pure evil, and heaven help us. Stay there, Shelly Costello. I'm going to get Kevin Booth to pop in briefly with us, and then we'll give out your address again. I'm going to move on to other important issues. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the new Overdrive fourth hour coming up in about 51 minutes. That's right, a fourth hour. I'm going to air the exclusive sneak peek of the new JFK film we're putting together. These are just some raw clips of some of the hundreds of hours we're working with. We've been working on this off and on for 3 years. But this is the first little window into it, streamed live, not just the audio, where you can listen on the internet at InfoWars.com in the fourth hour of Overdrive Radio. But for those that are PrisonPlanet.tv members, you'll be able to see the video from the new film. It's actually about 20 minutes sneak peek at just some of what will be going into the film. And this film won't be out for about 6-8 months. I've got a 9/11 film that's going to be out in about 2, and another 9/11 film that will be out in about 3. So that's right. We went ahead and decided to just totally go to the next level and 3 films and by the end of the year. How do you like that, New World Order? Shelley Costello is our guest. Hey, we can sleep when we're dead, folks. We're fighting hard here. Shelley, you're just a sweetheart, a great guy. This supposed arraignment is coming up Wednesday. You were saying you'd like to come into studio in Austin, hey, Monday or Tuesday, to try to get as much attention as we can, and we'll know by Tuesday if this lawyer that you're broke, but he'll cost $2,000 just to waive the arraignment, which you're supposed to, you know, get your time to be able to, you know, prepare a case for the criminal acts they're engaged in. We need time to have your lawyers be able to put, you know, papers in, why it should, you know, not be arraigned, why it should be dropped. This is just disgusting. What's happening here should go to a grand jury. I mean, there's a lot of factors. You know, 90% of the time now, they just force these plea bargaining. in our real system of law, it's supposed to go to the grand jury when it's a felony and a lot of other things. So people need to get you the money so you can do this. Shelley, again, give out those contact points.
Yeah, it's going to be Celerino Castillo III, and like I said, spell C-E-L-E-R-I-N-O, Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, and the address is 2709 North 28.5 Street, McAllen, Texas, 78501. 2709 North 28.5 Street, McAllen, Texas. McAllen, spell M-C-A-L-L-E-N. And as of last week, Alex, I have been indicted before a grand jury. So
Indicted. What's the next step?
It's the arraignment on the indictment.
The arraignment on the indictment,
yeah.
Excuse me.
And that's the next week, and I'm trying to waive that so I could get an attorney to do that. And or you can email me, guys, at powderburns@prodigy.net. Powderburns@prodigy.net.
Shelley, let me ask you a question. Why don't you want to be there for the arraignment? Why do you want to pay to have a lawyer go do that?
Well, because I need a lawyer to go with me. I need to go. I mean, So
you are going to be going. I mean, the whole point here is they tried to give you a, quote, court-appointed. They work for the system. That's totally staged.
Well, exactly. And when I asked the public defender, you know, knowing that about me, why can't you defend me? He said, well, you really don't have a defense. I said, well, what am I doing here talking to you? And, you know, so I called him and I told him, I don't need your services. I need to retain an attorney who's going to defend me. And that's basically what I'm trying to do right now. If I don't find an attorney between now and Wednesday, then what I'll do is I'll just show up and tell the judge, look, I don't have an attorney right now, and he's going to try to give me another public defender.
Well, Shelley, that's the point, is there's a procedure where, for in cases we've seen, for like 6 months, you can stall them just with getting the attorney issue. We've actually got people who aren't these kook patriot people, but that have actually had a lot of successes, if you want me to get you in touch with them.
I right now, you know, Alex, I don't know if you ever gone through this before. This is the most stressful thing that's ever happened to me. And, you know, being on medication and being, there's a very, I am surprised I have not gone postal on this. But, you know, I'm trying my very darnest to be a good citizen. And
hey, you're hurting them. Remember this. And yeah. Like you said last time you were on the show, you're still fighting for this country now. The evil has come. The night has fallen. They are now among us. They are now running everything. Know that as they persecute you, their evil will now be exposed, and it will save a lot of others.
Well, exactly, because I you know, my understanding is that they're not going to try to help me. They lied for me from the get-go. They lied to me.
There is no justice. The system is corrupt.
So I know that the government cannot be trusted to really help somebody else. And what I need to do is go forward with this. And, you know, I'm looking to do the rest of my life in jail for one mistake that I might have made in my life.
But you didn't make a mistake. They interpreted, you know, they claim that you're not allowed to sell guns privately. You can sell your own collection. Well, if you're buying guns that are then part of your collection that you then resell, I mean, again, the gun laws are meant to persecute gun owners, not stop criminals.
Exactly. You know, and it's just a shame that, you know, I've placed my life on the line many, many times for my country, and I never thought that I would be fighting for my life now. And, you know, I still go out and protest the war. I still go out there and get involved with People for Peace and Justice. And it's just, I've kicked
Hey, briefly
forward.
Tell us how they tried to set you up and get you killed in your last DEA operation.
Well, it was a bus buy, as they say. You know, I was buying heroin and cocaine on the bus buy, and I gave the bus signal, and nobody would come. I could see the agents sitting there, and the guys had guns with them, and they were going to come. They were going to, you know, kill me if I didn't show them the money. And at the very, very last minute, the guys just got arrested, but they gave them ample time to try to hurt me, because I didn't have a weapon with me, and they did. And That's how I knew that my career was over with the DEA, and that's why I left the DEA. Went on sick leave for 6 months before I left the DEA because of what they were trying to do to me. And basically, I had threatened to call a press conference on the Iran-Contra investigation. That's where I contacted Lawrence Walsh, the special prosecutor for Iran-Contra, to let him know that the what the government was involved in. And those are the same files that George W. Bush sealed when he came into office. And those are going to be the same files that I'm going to need to defend myself in court.
You're a hero. You're one of the main people cited.
I mean, if it worked for Oliver North, you know, why can't it work for me? I mean, Oliver North cited national security, and, of course, national security was not about to release those things. And then he got exonerated, although he was a convicted felon. But that's what he was able to get away with. But he had top lawyers to defend him.
You only get national security for shipping drugs into school children.
Well,
for selling firearms to the American people, you get prison.
You know, that's one of the things I told the ATF agencies. I mean, what are you guys doing about all those M16s that are being sold in the black market in Mexico that are U.S. military issue? He said, well, he said, that happens in third world countries, and that's part of the government, that we sell them those guns to the military, and the military turns around and sells them to the cartels or whatever. But that's business as usual in Latin America.
Yeah, the Bush wants to give $48 billion to Mexico now, up from just $2 billion a year, and that is to build up the drug cartels they want to wage war on the other cartels. Briefly explain to people who Los Zetas works for and what's really going on.
Well, it's a government, the military government that's run the cartels for several years now, it's obvious that if you don't, they come in here into the borders of Texas and Mexico, the Mexican military, and that they take over the streets and they take over everything. So there's no way, shape, and form that the cartels can fight the military. So who ends up running the drugs is going to be the military, running the drugs, using the cartels as their gophers for it.
Now let's be clear, though. Our government, the U.S., is involved with Los Zetas. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, we trained the Zetas. We trained the Kabilas. I personally trained the Kabilas down in Latin America, in Guatemala, and all those death squads that we trained down there. That's going to be my defense. You know, I was part or instrumental in training these kind of people to come and do all kinds of shit to stuff to other governments, to those third world countries, and now the crime has spilled over into the U.S. and the corruption.
Now let's explain. The quote drug war is going in and blowing up villages and having planes spray one group of coca plants, but not the others owned by the group that's backed by the right wing military.
Exactly, and that's how the paramilitaries get trained, and that's why they're still around. They have not been taken out because they're part of the system that works for the. For the military. As you see now today, Mexico has finally admitted that they do have a paramilitary group going on in Mexico.
And let's be clear that right down in South Texas, don't say where, there's a liability, the CIA trains Los Zetas right now. And they train them to wage war against the few small rival drug gangs. There is a drug war at the big scale, but it's only about who controls the main conduits.
Well, it's called the process of elimination, and that's basically what they have done with the cartels. And they come over, and they've taken over, and the military will continue to run drug operations.
And Bush's $46 billion for Mexico is to finally get a monopoly on the cocaine and heroin coming in.
Yeah, well, that's why Blackwater will not lose their license. Blackwater's on their way to Mexico right now to train the paramilitary groups in Mexico. And part of it probably can be here in the U.S. also.
Yeah, it's all going to be just the drug dealers openly ruling everything. But then when your kid uses it, the very drug dealers will then take him to a private FEMA camp. Thank you so much, Sally Costello. We'll stay in contact. And I'm going to have Trey call you right now and set you up for a day in studio next week, okay?
Okay, thank you, Alex, for having me.
Sally, God bless you. I think you're going to get a lot of support by my listeners. Thank you, sir.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Road Warrior Radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast, sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Everybody knows who brings the drugs in.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. I'd like to fart before the Dodgers die. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolate and a dog-stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, a give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to beat without your clothes.
Once a country goes corrupt, it's very hard to ever get it back.
And everybody knows.
The U.S. now resembles a hyper-fascist third world cesspit.
Everybody knows.
There's only a few vestiges of liberty left.
Everybody knows.
It's so sad. We're going to take calls in the last 30 minutes of the show at 1-800-259-9231 on any of the issues I've raised. 30 minutes of the main show, but then we go into turbo overdrive, sudden death overtime in the fourth hour. Now, I have my cable TV show I did last week. This hasn't been seen yet. It hasn't been posted for PrisonPlanet.tv members yet. And it's only been seen by Austinites. We're going to air about 30, 40 minutes of that. Then we got 20 minutes, never seen by anybody but me and the guys in this office, of some of the footage and clips and info that are going to be in the new JFK film I've been working on and off for 3 years. I'm now working on it intensely. I'm getting a lot of other interviews and things, but this is some stuff you're definitely going to want to see. Later in the, I may even do it tomorrow, if not next week, I'm going to play some of the never-before-seen by anybody E. Howard Hunt video talking about running the operation on Kennedy. So you're going to get a lot of exclusive stuff in this fourth hour. So that is coming up today. Huge news up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's actually an InfoWars.net story. UN human rights official wants investigation into U.S. government role in 9/11. But just go to PrisonPlanet. You can link throughout the main page. John Bolton. This is exactly why we voted against the new Human Rights Council. To stop the 9/11 investigation. So we're going to cover that after the break. Before I end this segment, I just want to tell you that if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you're out of your mind. You get the fourth hour that some days we go for 2-3 hours. You get the fourth hour of overdrive, and you get the video feed where we roll footage, video clips, document cam, two cameras on me. We've got George Humphreys coming in Monday. He'll be with us in the first hour into the, in the third hour into the fourth overdrive hour. We've got other guests coming in. They're going to be in studio for this hour. And then the great part about it is for PrisonPlanet.tv members, within 2 hours, usually quicker, but the computer compresses it all, uploads it, and then the link goes live already posted for you. So the second it goes live, you have it. Because when we shoot the TV show in high def or films and, you know, high def or whatever, we got to compress it down. It takes hours, sometimes days. Got to edit it all, cut it together. Not now, folks. The TV show and films are still that way, but with this, you know, it's in medium quality, so it's easier to upload, easier to get up. Just bam, 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 bam. 5 days a week, just churn out. 5 hours of TV a week on top of the weekly TV show, the in-studio interviews, the Sunday show we videotape and air, all of my films. We got better CDNs, better servers. It just gets better and better. PrisonPlanet.tv right now, 15 cents a day. You can go sign up right now and get your passcode. It takes about a minute to sign up by PayPal or credit card. And then you've got make your own passcode and username. Boom. You're on PrisonPlanet.tv. And you'll be able to see the video coming up that we are going to, you know, the fourth hour that's a TV show, really, at PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, you go to the InfoWars internet streams. You can listen free there to the audio. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alright, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncivil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca!
Not really, but my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedic Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Schenck with the White Paper Comicals. Mr. Steve Schenck with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side while we want to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
A new world order. It's here. The whole planet turned into a militarized slaughterhouse. They plan to release bioweapons in the final phase to kill almost every one of us. And with a few survivors, decades from now, if they launch the Black Ops and we're unable to stop them, you will cry and remember. You will remember we warned you. We tried to stop them as best we could, but you failed. That is one possible future. Or we may be able to wrest control of the levers of the New World Order from these people and then break their system down. But they say of the Ring of Power, anyone that clutches the controls instantly is seized by the diabolic wickedness. The New World Order is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Huge story up on Infowars.net. UN human rights official wants investigation in the U.S. government role in 9/11. John Bolton, this is exactly why we voted against the new Human Rights Council. An official in the newly formed UN Human Rights Council has called for fresh investigation into the events of 9/11 in order to examine the possible role that neoconservatives may have played in the attacks. The New York Sun picked up the story today, explaining that Richard Falk, a professor of international law, who we're lining up, I should add, for the show, Law Emeritus at Princeton University and an expert on human rights, was assigned to a new position within the council on March 26. His role is to report on human rights and the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian Arabs. 2 days prior to the announcement, Falk appeared on the former University of Wisconsin lecturer Kevin Barrett's radio show, I guess here on Genesis, and spoke of how he is keen to see a fresh investigation into 9/11 in order to address inconsistencies in the official account of what happened. Mr. Falk told Barrett, "It is possibly true that especially the neoconservatives, though there was a situation in the country, and it would be something were to happen, it would make the American people," kind of babbled through that. Let me read it again. I'm trying to hurry here. Mr. Falk told Barrett, "It is possibly true that especially the neoconservatives thought that there was a situation in the country and in the world where something had to happen to wake up the American people. Whether they are innocent about the condition and the contention that they made something happen or not, I don't think we can answer that definitively at this point. All we can say is there is a lot of grounds for suspicion. There should be an official investigation of the sort of 9/11 Commission did not engage in, and the failure to do these things is cheating the American people, and in some sense the people of the world, of a greater confidence in what really happened than they presently possess." Now, some people say, oh, forget a new investigation, it'll be a whiteout. A total whitewash. Well, if you, and that's what the big comedian, what's his name? He's in the new film we're putting out. I love him. He's funny. I don't agree with everything he says. I have this thing on air. I get nervous kind of subconsciously, and then I can't remember names. As soon as I'm off air, I'll kick myself and be able to remember them all. It'll pop in my head in a second. And you know, he was saying, oh, we don't need a new investigation because the same people will run it and it'll be a fraud. You know, that always happens with Kennedy and with this and with that. James Carlin, that's it. George Carlin. Oh, man, my mind is just something else today. I got so much going on in it. George Carlin. Well, look at the 79 Congressional Committee. They spent millions and studied it and said, multiple people shot him. The acoustics picked it up. They had experts in. They said it was a conspiracy. There was more than one shooter. We don't know who killed him, but it was probably elements of the government. That got no attention. Just like the coroner and everybody else in L.A. said, they shot Bobby Kennedy 3 times in the back and once in the back of the head. Sirhan's arm was pinned down. He couldn't even have gotten one shot into Bobby. But back then, we didn't have the Internet to get this information out. So if there is a subbody of the U.N., because the thing at the Security Council level is totally control on military decisions and things like that, and it's controlled, through the higher-level boards and the Secretary General and the committees. But at the mid-levels and its different spokes, you can use it as a venue via anti-Americanism to bring it out and then have the investigation widened to where you find out it's globalists involved. And I said when the attacks happened, I said, they're going to let this come out. This is so bold. But they're going to claim a right-wing faction did it, but never prosecute anybody. They'll just let it be publicly known and blame it on America. It's key we bring it out and show it's international in scale, with England involved, with Israel involved, with the Germans involved. I mean, these intelligence agencies all interlock together. It's not one group. It's not just the U.S. It's not just private corporations. It's not just the defense contractors that really are the military and then just basically write the maps of how the Pentagon fits together. It's really secondary now. It's not just the British. It's not just the CIA. It's not just defense intelligence. It's not just Mossad. It's all one creature. You can't even differentiate. They're all guilty. That doesn't abscond any of them from the guilt. It brings them all together and gives you the view of how the crime syndicate operates. People say, oh, they couldn't get together. They couldn't make it work. How did the Italian mafia have about 16 different branches when they finally got exposed? They had J. Edgar Hoover blackmailed where he'd get up and say in the 50s there's no such thing as the Cosa Nostra, and it turned out he was vacationing with them and going to the tracks with them and, the racetrack, the horse track. Well, that's just the Italians. And they had these big arms and big systems working together, and they'd have occasional wars on average about every 10 years. But then they would still have commission meetings and fix it and smooth it over. The agenda, they would fight with each other, but the agenda of keeping the slaves in the dark, selling the heroin, selling the cocaine, corrupting the police, running the whorehouses, buying the congressmen, that all continued. That's all it is. You have now each country consolidated under a few kingpins, and then they meet in yearly commission meetings. In fact, all they do is go to meetings, and they have different meetings over the environment, meetings over infrastructure, and meetings over energy, and meetings over military. And they just fly around going to these commission meetings. And they whack each other and kill each other. You're always reading about Rothschilds being found tortured, dead, or hung, or British royalty being killed. That's always going on, too. They still kill each other, but it's whoever controls the levers. They're always wanting the newest mind control, the newest brainwashing, the newest propaganda. That's all on autopilot by the big infrastructures that they've built that now are just self-maintaining, self-functioning autopilots. And then they just do slight corrections at the cockpit, you understand? And then the bureaucracies they've built just rage forward, gobbling and growing and... Oh, it's incredible how that's how institutions operate. You know, they say, it's impossible for the government to carry out 9/11. They're too inept. But guys in a cave did it on dialysis with a laptop. Think about this, the idiocy they sell you. The government has designed bureaucracy to bog you down. There's not bureaucracy at the top. It's command and control. It was laid out decades before you see something happen. The infrastructure was built. The new phasing was done. Just like computers and technology is phased in. They phase in from the VHS to the DVD. They phase in from this processor to that processor. It's all broad. And they'll even let two or three different systems compete to see which is most successful, or they'll merge them. They have competition amongst themselves. I said I'd take calls, and I'm not taking calls. Who's up first here? Thomas in Kansas, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
Worldwide Transmission Against Tyranny.
Yeah, I just got my PrisonPlanetTV.com membership, so I'm pretty stoked about that. But kind of wanted to talk about the opium over in Afghanistan. And basically, they're saying now that the opium is going to supply morphine and all these other excuses. Or how does that work exactly?
There's really no excuses. The troops openly guard the poppy fields. That's come out in the news. And then it's loaded up on truck and put on plane and publicly flown directly into Kosovo, which is controlled by the United Nations. And then it is sold in bulk to the mass distributors, and the money is directly put into European and U.S. banks.
Wow. So the DEA, do they work they work nationally, or do they work internationally with any other group?
No, no, no. They work internationally, but they're only they're told who to go after. And then they go after smaller cartels, smaller crime syndicates, just like with diamonds. 98% monopoly just 20 years ago by De Beers, the Oppenheimers. Now they only have a 90% monopoly, and diamond prices went down by about 40%. So, see, it's all about trying to have a monopoly. The drug war at the international level is about going after their competition, the cowboys.
So this is interesting because the NAFTA superhighway that they're building or they're going to build, you know, they're talking about doing more business with Colombia. Bush has.
Let me break it down. I've talked to people in the Army, in the Navy. They'll be there in the Gulf of Mexico, the Coast Guard. They'll be there at bases. They've got these big blimps tethered over the border, and they'll have a guy standing over their shoulder who's an intelligence, and they'll say, okay, we've been tracking this shipment. Here comes this plane right now. And he'll say, leave that. And then there'll be another one. He'll go, get that one. And occasionally when they do bust an 18-wheeler with 3 tons of pure cocaine, showing it's coming directly from the you know, from the grower, from the original maker. It was in the AP. It just said state police busted it with the Border Patrol, and the DEA showed up, and the FBI showed up with the CIA and just said, we're taking it, and nothing was ever said again. Because that was an important Mexican politician shipment, and those officers, a lot of them are getting personal cuts out of it.
See, it's interesting because I'm noticing a pattern with, like, wars and, like, drugs. You know, you have the Vietnam War, you know, tons of heroin coming in, drugs coming in through, you know, caskets and, you know, and then we have the Iraq War and then Afghanistan. It's just, it's all very interesting.
Well, let me stop you. You see, and people always debate, is it about oil, weapon sales? Is it for Israel? Is it about having a base to attack other countries to be in Iraq? It's always about all of that. They don't do something unless it lines up for all their interests, their business interests, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you see all those interests agreeing in the crime syndicate, it's going to happen. Now, it is, they print the money. They issue the money. Well, then why do they care so much about the $500 billion conservatively in narcotic sales a year in the U.S.? That's just the U.S. It's you know, $500 billion in Europe. It's tens of billions in China, in Japan, in England, tens of billions in Canada. It's about what banks get that money to then loan 10 times that out in fractional reserve banking. But more importantly, see, it's black money. It's black world money.
Right.
It's ghost money. It's perfect to corrupt the military. It's perfect to corrupt the cops. And then that corrupting process, you can now bring them into underworld black ops with the mercenary forces or with secret forces. And you can now deploy them domestically. And so it's about building crime cadres.
So they're basically like KBR and Blackwater and all these other groups are getting a cut, basically.
Well, let me just leave names out of it. But Mr. Prince is a Christian of the Lord.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard on the news? He's of the Lord. But of the Lord. But let's go back and you know, the Prince is a Lord. And explain how this works. This is admitted in Vietnam. This is admitted in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there were two Talibans. There was the original Wahhabi Taliban brought in by the CIA in the 6 months, you know, deployed 2 years before to attack the Soviets, get them to attack. And that was because the Soviets were controlling a lot of the opium coming out of that region. The globalists couldn't put up with that. So they moved in. But it's never over that one issue. It's about leveraging it time and time again. I mean, I told people day one, and by the way, there was Rumsfeld even admitted this. He gave a press conference 2 weeks before the attack. I'll never forget it on Fox News. And he said, we've already paid off most of Saddam's generals. We've already paid them tens of millions apiece. Three of his army groups are going to stand down. Two of the four Republican Guard are going to stand down. And some said, oh, it's a psyop to make him not trust his military. No, he was being, and then right after the war, he said, after the takeover, I never said that, but that's video. He said that. And it was true because they'd already trained those guys in the 60s and 70s and 80s here in the U.S., like Saddam was trained. And so they already had, it was the perfect place to really have a staged war. You understand?
I see.
Because it was fully owned. Then they roll in, and I start telling you day one, hey, I'm hearing from troops at Hood after they got back in a year. They said, man, they just walk in and give you $30,000 and say, now keep your mouth shut, but then they can use that over you. And that's grunts get $30,000 to $50,000. The higher ups, colonel level, get $1 million, and it's said that generals get $10, $15, $20 million. Commanders of, you know, the heads of the operations are given hundreds of millions.
So basically, the DEA just stays in business because they're getting trickle-down money.
The DEA only goes after cowboys, and they're compartmentalized. They only go after small operators.
I see.
Okay? Let's say some guy gets a deal. See, the FARC were producing a lot of the cocaine, about 30%. So they sent Richard Grasso in Reuters, photo, hugging the head of the commie guerrillas, and he publicly said, and it's U.S. law says drug money can be invested internationally in the stock market. See, it's all public. It's not even debatable. And then the FARC refused, so they finally killed him a few months ago. It took them 8 years, but they finally got him. And they have the GPS on the planes that taxpayers pay for 24 hours a day. They shoot down anybody trying to fly in. They shoot down the missionaries flying in. And they, with GPS, they'll spray one field right next to the other field they own and run. So it's all a business. Okay? And so the DEA is compartmentalized. Most of them don't even know. They're only sick on the smaller operators that are driving down the price, which the banks don't like. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Beagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Man thinks all the rules of us. Can do with it as he please. And if things don't change.
Yeah, do you think they hide $500 billion in the US alone under a turnip patch? Under a toadstool? It's the banks, folks. And these greedy bastards, it's not enough to sell you the drugs, they gotta put you in prison for it. Hey, listen, criminals, we know what you are, we know who you are, and they know we've woken up to their drug war, so they built a terror war so they can arrest anybody they want, even if you don't use their filth. I know we got Joe, Steve, Greg, John, many others. and the show's not over, what I'm going to do is give them the number. I'm going to be able to talk to Joe, but Steve, Greg, and John, I'll just come to you when we start the show. And then I'll play the 45 minutes or so of the TV show, and we'll just go over. And then coming up in the next hour, at the end of the next hour, we'll play 20 minutes sneak peek from the new JFK film. This thing won't be out for 6 months. You don't even know the name yet. This is just some clips. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you'll be able to see the video streaming to you live. Go sign up right now. You'll be able to see it, folks. This is streaming live to you, and you'll be able to hear the audio, everybody, for free when the show ends. The radio, the official show ends in a couple minutes. Infowars.com. Go there to the audio streams. People keep emailing me, where are the streams? Go to Infowars, click where it says mainstream, and that's it. I want to tell you about one sponsor I haven't really plugged, and I just love them, and it's Aloe's Body Cleanse from New Vitality, and it's just aloe vera has been known for hundreds of years. And for decades, it's been known for really flushing out your guts, detoxifying you. That's the main area the toxins build up and get into the rest of the body. 1-800-569-4056. We now have a banner up on Infowars.com to them. If you want to link through and see all their fine products. Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse, Super Beta Prostate Formula, 1-800-569-4056. Give them a call today. And don't forget, we have the new film, American Drug War, 2-hour film. It's got 3 hours of extras. It's an incredible documentary. Kevin spent close to 5 years making it, and it's available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. But it's not even fair to Joe. You'll go to the head, Steve, Greg, John. Please, folks, when we give the number out, like hundreds call now. We might get hit by 100 calls at a time. The computer shows it. We only have one person answering it, so just everybody let Joe, Steve, Greg, and John call in right now at 512-646-5400. And I just love the radio show so much, I can't even help myself. So we'll just take calls, give you the floor for maybe 10, 15 minutes. Then, I don't know if I'm going to air the JFK first, or I might air the TV show from last week first, part of it. It hadn't been seen yet on the web. This is the type of exclusive stuff you're going to get here. Let me explain. It's a TV show when the show ends. It is a TV show. When the official Genesis show ends, it is a TV program. We have a document cam. We have a computer cam to show what's on my computer screen. We have a guest cam. We've got a bunch of guests coming in next week. We have got video clips we play. It's 64-bit audio for the PrisonPlanet.tv members, 32 for everybody else. And also your PrisonPlanet.tv membership makes what we do here possible. It takes a minute to sign up, credit card or PayPal. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of other films we've been authorized to post, hundreds of TV shows I've done, the live show now, uploads of it within hours of the show ending for you. PrisonPlanet.tv. 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 You hear Bush Sr. New World Order doesn't exist. They even have psychological designations now. Mental illness if you talk about it. You need to be arrested if you say he ever talked about it. We're playing this imaginary clip right now. I've got Reuters admitting the Trans-Texas Corridor is real, but CNN says it doesn't exist. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Transmission starts in 70 seconds. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.